Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. It's ranked the number 4 best place to live in the country. Naperville. It holds that distinction, and today we take you there. To Naperville. We'll show you why it should be your hometown.
I love Naperville. Naperville was founded in 1831 by Joseph Naper. The city was established on the banks of the DuPage River and was originally known as Naper's Settlement. By 1832, over 100 residents lived in Naper's Settlement. And I don't know if you've been to Naper's Settlement today, the Naper Settlement. Maybe you were there for Oktoberfest. I love that celebration. Raina Calabrese is with us, the president and CEO of the Naper Settlement. So is the location, the exact location where the town of Naperville was settled? Are those buildings original?
So the answer is actually it is not the place where Naperville settled originally, but the buildings that you see there are original. Many of them are original buildings and structures that once lived somewhere in our town. The only two original buildings to Naper Settlement are the mansion and the Cotocachere behind the mansion. Naperville actually settled where the beach is. If you know where the beach and paddle boats, right around there, that is where Naperville settled because it was right along the bank of the DuPage River. And actually, the original home of the people that started the museum was across the street in what today you know as the Millennium Tower.
So I love the historical aspect of Naper's Settlement, but I also think it's a gathering place where people come together to celebrate not only holidays, but other events. I know that you just had Oktoberfest and you've got some Halloween stuff coming up.
We do. So Carolyn Martin Mitchell, who left the museum for the city of Naperville, in her will actually said that one of the things that she wanted was, one, that her home be a museum, and two, that her orchards, which is what today you know as Naper Settlement, be used as a place to gather her community. And so it's wonderful to see that, oh, I don't know, 90, 80 some years later, we are doing exactly what she requested when we hold those events and when we're able to welcome our community for, you know, for Naper Nights and Oktoberfest and Howling at the Moon and the variety of other exhibits that we have, the school children that come to us, 35,000 every year, that it is indeed a place to gather her community.
And the weed ladies have a sale, but it is not what some people think it is.
No, we'd probably make more money if it was that kind of weed.
That's true. That'd be quite the fundraiser for you, Raina. So tell everybody about the Weed Ladies, because I love this.
So the Weed Ladies is a volunteer group of at Naper Settlement of community members that have been around, oh my goodness, for decades upon decades. And they work with dried flowers and, I guess, implants and things like that to create some amazingly beautiful arrangements for your home or for your gardens or for your, you know, Halloween decorations, whatever, or autumn decorations. They have been doing that, and all of the proceeds that they generate actually go back to the museum.
That's amazing. Your hometown today on WGN features Naperville, and this is Raina Calabrese, the president and CEO of the Naper Settlement. I think the church there, oh my gosh, that is spectacular. I've got to think that's a destination for a lot of people to hold their wedding.
You know, we have the running joke for us is that we have married from hippies to hipsters.
It's been around that long.
it has. And actually, it is what gave birth to the Naperville Heritage Society, which today administers and operates the museum. The church was not originally there, but it was going to be torn down to make room for a bigger, better church with a school that was attached to it. And the community came together and said, no, this is an important part of our history, and we want to keep this. So the church was deconsecrated, and it became Century Chapel for us. And it came to live at Napier Settlement. And the first wedding, I believe, took place in somewhere around 1969, 1970. And we continue to marry people year after year after year.
It's just beautiful. If you want to see what we're talking about, go to NaperSettlement.org. And Rita, what can you say about your town, Naperville? For everyone listening, what would you like people to know about the place you call home?
I have lived here for more than 30 years. For many years, I spent my time on the road, my professional career on the road, traveling from Africa to Asia to Latin America, and I finally said to myself, I can't believe that I have to go so far to make a difference in this amazing town. It is truly a wonderful place to live, work, and play. And most importantly, I think that it is that because the community is so engaged in making it a wonderful place for education and for sports or for family or for entrepreneurship, you know, for whatever their passion might be. But the level of engagement at a community level is astounding. I think I am very lucky and privileged to call this my home.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. And I just have to say, for as big as it is, Naperville feels like a small town. It's got that small town feel, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, I think part of that is actually the identity piece. So if you go back to when Joseph Napier founded Naperville, the same things that were the anchors there continue to be the anchors today, which is really community, education, entrepreneurship, and family.
You will find it at the Napier Settlement. Check out NaperSettlement.org. Thanks for joining us, Raina. Coming up next, we'll speak with Susanna Snyder about the income you need to pay rent in Chicago and how that compares to other big cities in America. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.